Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Right to bear arms shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Will not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube. Performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Brady.
All right. Good morning. Well, on a Friday, coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. I feel like I was pegging. Was I pegging there for a while? Anyway, I turned everything down. Might have a guest second hour. I don't know. We'll try to get a hold of him. If we don't, well, we'll just move on. Somebody coming in from out of the country, it must seem quite weird when they come into the country. To a foreigner or an uninitiated visitor, it must appear very peculiar that the most prominent, the most recognizable, and provocative of public figures in the United States spend the majority of their time in cities where they are indifferent towards their own security. Because those very same places where they like to hang out are the most likely targets of Islamist wrath available right now. Cities with the most restrictive gun laws. Taken together, Washington, D.C., New York City, and Los Angeles host almost all of the more controversial media personalities in America. And taken together, these cities have some of the worst self-defense laws in the country. Had Charlie Hebdo been an American publication, it most likely would have been located in Brooklyn or in Silver Lake or in Columbia Heights. Positioned, in other words, in precisely the sort of place in which the attacks on its employees would have been most likely to succeed. French would call this absurd. The team that took out a good portion of Hebdo's staff, they're those that say that they were very well trained. I don't see it. Yeah, they knew how to zigzag between some cars, and they were running the whole time, and they were running at port arms. That does not make an operator. But they did know to operate in more than one, you know, in a group bigger than one. They were determined, however. They were very prepared and ruthlessly efficient. And they managed without a great deal of effort to overcome even an elite security guard who had been sent to protect the property by the Minister of the Interior. Now, that might have been different if events had unfolded in heavily armed states such as Oklahoma or Texas. Or if, for that matter, someone was in an adjacent office with a weapon. maybe not. I don't know. Every situation is different. To be sure, even in a gun-friendly state like Texas or Oklahoma or anywhere that's semi-gun-friendly, initially, things are going to happen. Now, it's not going to lock down the city because then they have to negotiate somewhere like Oklahoma or Texas. And that is hazardous to their health. It is hazardous to their health. Either way, it seems obvious that there's a sort of a material difference between advising someone that there's no chance they're going to win if he were targeted, and then passing a law that does not give that person any chance to defend himself whatsoever. They reinforce it, you see. They tell you, well, you don't stand a chance. Then they make it to where you don't stand a chance. Last year, the FBI suggested not only that media types are likely targets of Islamic extremism, but that the nature of the lone wolf attack is such that law enforcement has limited opportunities to detect or disrupt plots, which certainly involves simply plotting against targets of opportunity, which sort of sounds like street crime to me, which we deal with quite well here in the United States, despite what you may believe any of these people say. Now, Secretary General of Interpol has come up with the same solution that I come up with, arming the citizenry, making it, you know, it's one thing to say, I want to be a martyr. It's quite another thing to be a martyr that falls short of the mark. That's not all the way a martyr. I don't know if you only get 40 of the virgins or what happens with that. But it's not all the way. It's not the completion of the task. Gerald Ronald Noble is suggesting is to, you know, he thinks the best way to approach the problem, or he questions out loud, is the best way to approach the problem to have an armed citizenry. He believes you can see a reason for that. Another is to say that, you know, if an enclave is so secure that in order to get into the soft tiger, you're going to have to pass through very extraordinary security. That extraordinary security can't exist everywhere. You cannot have, for example, if you have a very small area, you can put extraordinary security around the perimeter of it. However, as big as the bigger it gets, the harder it becomes. And then you have to put extraordinary security at points of entry. Okay? And as those points widen out and widen out and widen out, something gets bigger, bigger, bigger. It becomes harder, harder, harder. Now, in Paris, the authorities there have decided that the question is of whether they should let the citizens be armed is known. Likewise, in New York and Washington, D.C. and L.A., there's extraordinarily unlikely that ordinary citizens would be granted permission to carry a firearm that most of them, you know, most of them are never even going to give it a shot. This is immoral. It is, I mean, to be blunt, it's completely and totally immoral. As we were told in the Declaration of Independence, governments exist not to render, as helpless victims those whose liberty and security they are there to protect, but to ensure that all those that they represent fall heir to their basic unalienable rights. And among those rights, unquestionably, is self-defense. Where are you, John Locke? Except in America's cultural centers, apparently. Where the highbrow don't need it. They remain stubborn and stupid. Washington, D.C. is getting dragged through the court. Congress is going after it. Chicago has fallen. Despite their status as a premier target in the country, New York City will not give permits to anybody who does not reside in the city, even if they work there, does not have a bank account that will break most people's backs to carry the checkbook for, isn't a big Hollywood star, or isn't politically connected, and no way you're getting one there. For the most people in New York City, the most destructive tool they have available is a stapler. And despite being told by the Ninth Circuit temporarily out there, they're in an in-bank review now, in California, Los Angeles continues to play for time. So, to the citizens that live in these places, I feel badly for you. I feel badly for you. At the same time, you live in there temporarily, voluntarily. I know the logistics of it all. I know the logistics of it all. We're going to finish this when we get back. Coming up on the first break, I just find it odd that where most of the targets are, and believe me, they're not targets for me, but, you know, to a foreigner looking at the United States from the inside, somebody like Michael Bloomberg, who's big and has a high profile, he would be a target. No figure. So we'll finish this when we get back. This just musing out loud, if you will. On a Friday, this is Lock and Load.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
By now, you may have heard a bit about Bitcoins. But did you know Bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive Bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for Bitcoin. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
So who else was needed to get Prepared Expo? For starters, from Republic Broadcasting, John Moore and John Statmiller. From GCN, Aaron and Brad Dakins, Joyce Riley, and me, Vincent Finelli. Joining us are the instructors whom you've learned to trust. Surgeon of the Year, Dr. Norman Shealy. Engineer, Matt Stein. The real Fox Mulder of the X-Files, Dr. Richard Allen Miller. Author and analyst, Captain John Reagan. Your counterterrorist from Central America, Mike Ma. Dental center owner and my dentist, Dr. Howard Shane. Radiation instructor, Craig Douglas. Author and survivalist, Rich Sheban. Author, Judy Dollarhite. Cancer center owner from Mexico, Dr. Patrick Vickers. Bug out expert and pilot, Captain Bill Sermo. Beekeeper, Jeff Maddox. Seedsman, Mike Knox. Author, Gayla Pruitt. Author, Harry Cooper. Food expert, Joe Acapinti. And Bill Whaley, the junk man. March 27, 28, and 29. GetPreparedExpo.com, the largest preparedness and survival expo in the USA.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Friday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. Talking about how somebody coming into the country, if they're looking for a target, all of their primary targets are going to be found in gun-free zones, big gun-free zones. See, the problem for any place like a big gun-free zone, like New York City, like all of France, is not the legally owned guns there, because normally they have a way to track these things. They know exactly how many there are. They know who has them. They know what they are. It's the illegal guns that's the problem, because there's so many more of them, nobody knows where they are. And when you have stacked the deck where more bad guys can have guns than good guys, then you are, you know, you're setting yourself up for disaster. In France has very strict gun laws, and it has been asked out loud by the Washington Post. Adam Taylor asked the question that with all of the gun control in France, how come that did not save the staff of Charlie Hebdo? Probably because of the illegal black market on getting guns there. But also because normal people can't carry a gun. Owning a gun and having it in, as they would say, a secured cabinet versus carrying a gun in self-defense on a daily basis like I do are two different animals altogether. I have a bunch of guns that I keep in a gun safe. And I have a gun that I keep with me. And the guns in the gun safe, I don't care what kind of state they're in. The gun I'm carrying with me, that is in the best state of preparedness there is. Adam Taylor noted that weapons such as the Kalashnikov AK series has been illegally flooding France over the past few years, with state bodies recording double-digit increases. I always got to ask a question. If it's an illegal weapon and it's coming through illegally, how do you know what the percentage is? How do you know it's doubled? How do you know it's tripled? How do you know it hasn't grown? How do you know any of that? From the Sydney School of Public Health's Anti-Firearm Gun Policy Project, there's an even bleaker picture. Its authors contend that the estimated total number of guns, both licit and illicit, held by civilians in France is 19 million, while the number of registered guns in France is reported to be 2,802,057. Possession of handguns, meanwhile, is prohibited with only narrow exceptions. France and the United States are culturally dissimilar, and by choice, the French enjoy a different relationship with the state than do Americans with their state. The rights involved here, though, are, you know, just by being born, they're universal. And they should be claimed by all. As a consequence, we have to ask in sorrow whether it's really too much to suggest that it should be as easy for the targets at Charlie Hebdo to get a hold of a firearm and a means of carrying it as it was for the barbarians that killed them. The easy answer to that is yes. We also have to ask whether it is really too much to ask that our provocateurs here at home be permitted to give themselves a fighting chance without having to get down on one knee and beg their employees in City Hall for access to a right that they never agreed to relinquish in the first instance. Everybody in New York City should be able to trade their stapler for a cig. If they tried that, though, they'd end up on Rikers Island. And if they don't, they're at the mercy of barbarians. Think about this, if you will. Think about the attacks that happened in France recently, happening in Times Square, where you got the sidewalk musicians and the sidewalk acrobats, Times Square in New York, you literally in the streets have all the entertainment you could possibly want. And you've got the entertainers, and you've got the people around the entertainers. And just think about those three Charlie Hebdo shooters, or two, or however many it was, getting out of the car in Times Square. Going up against... And there's not a whole lot of difference between the cops of New York and the cops of France, although cops of France were completely disarmed in some cases. The cops of New York, 12-pound trigger pull, never been around a gun, don't know much about shooting. So, and yes, when I said employees at City Hall, that is what I meant. I will never allow, I've taken up photography, and I'd like to go to places like New York and just take pictures of the old architecture, like the Flatiron buildings I have, especially the one in Times Square. And I would love to just take pictures of that and do video and all this other stuff. And I'm never going. I'm never going because I'm not going to be at the mercy of the barbarians. The barbarians are not at the gate. They're in the yard with us. They are in the court. And they are circulating. I ask very little of this government here in the United States. Very little. But what I demand from this government is, for goodness sake, with all of us, not just me, because I've already got it. I already have what I demand for everybody else. I demand, get out of the way and give everybody a fighting chance. Make it an option. Look, if you don't want to carry a gun and you don't want to be a defender, that's fine. But we've entered a phase with this president who's invited all of this stuff here, who's decimated the military, made it a more... The world is dangerous today. I mean, it's really dangerous. Okay? Ask Laura Logan at CBS. Laura Logan is still going to the hospital over a sexual assault that occurred years ago in Egypt. During the Arab Spring. That was completely unnecessary to have in the first place. We had no problems with Hosni, no Mubarak. Nobody's a perfect leader. Nobody lives in a perfect world. And Laura Logan keeps going, having to go to the hospital for a sexual assault that happened years ago. It's a very dangerous world. No matter where you are, no matter what you look like, no matter what you do, it's a very dangerous world. And I'm blessed to have been born an American. And I'm lucky that I felt a call to the military, which shaped my mind. And I'm pleased that since I've gotten older, I've only gotten more so that all that mindset that I had in the first place. And all of that begins with being born in America. And what irritates me most about it is that the rest of my fellow Americans don't have that same opportunity. They are at the mercy of the barbarians. And soon I may be reading about them. That irritates me. We'll be right back on a Friday. This is Lock and Load.
Salient Arms International. Salient Arms takes your weapons platform and refines the most important functioning features, enhancing your weapon's reliability. An SAI-enhanced platform is the epitome of excellence and will dominate competition, self-defense, or combat. Visually striking and engineered to its fullest potential, discover the SAI commitment to excellence. To find out more, go to SalientArmsInternational.com. Salient Arms International. Innovation Cube.
It's happening again. The feds are trying to ban your freedom to own body armor. In January, a newly introduced bill, H.R. 378, will take away your right to buy level 3 and higher body armor. Katie Armor offers the most affordable level 3 body armor packages on the market today. Protect yourself. Buy your body armor now before it's too late. Go to katiearmor.com. That's CATIarmor.com. Come and take it.
The freeze-dry guy, leader in the preparedness industry for 44 years, is closing his California warehouse. Don't miss out on this huge warehouse sale and receive discounts from 30 to 40% off on the finest Mountain House and Packaway brand freeze-dried and dehydrated foods for long-term food storage or even everyday use. Plus deep discounts on all in-stock survival gear. The freeze-dry guy is offering a wide selection of freeze-dried foods in number 10 cans and even individually packaged entrees. Remember, meats, vegetables, fruits, and long-range patrol rations are the main components for any long-term food storage. This is limited to stock on hand, so hurry and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, as always, free shipping to the lower 48 states. So hurry up and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, this is limited to stock on hand. The freeze-dry guy is your choice for survival food in an uncertain world.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. Genstone.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE.
Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Friday. This is Lock and Load, the number to get in. 877-317-6432. I'd like to do a little welcoming, you know, part and parcel of the radio biz is to have people listening to you. Otherwise, you're just a sad person in a closed-in room talking to a big fat stick. So I'd like to welcome KJMT out of Arkansas. Thank you very much for picking up the show. Thanks for joining me. KBDB out of Washington State. I think I got that right. That one always trips me up. I know it's out of Washington State. You guys should have been listening to me when I-594 was coming down. I guarantee I would have given you the straight up. And, well, I just lost it. KZLS out of Oklahoma City. They got a signal so big and bad it reaches to Wichita, Kansas. That means if you're outside of your car in the signal path of that signal, you may be murdered. But thank you for joining me. It's always cool. Although for the audiences in those areas, I must warn you that I make this up as I go. Coming out of Kansas, I'm looking really hard at Kansas. If I can find one city in Kansas that has a Barnes & Noble and a Starbucks in the same city, I may move. Coming out of Kansas, Kansas has, unlike West Virginia passed constitutional permitless carry, and it went to the governor, and he vetoed it, despite the overwhelming majorities in which it was passed. In Kansas, when that got passed, well, you know, with Sam Brownback as your, I think he probably pre-signed the bill for him and told them, put something on that, and we'll just let it go. The legislature gave final approval for this day before yesterday, and it is headed for the desk of Governor Sam Brownback, who has put out various bills, and he and his Secretary of State have put out various little ditties that have been so strongly worded that they've been warned personally by Eric Holder that they won't be allowed to do that. But I always wonder. And here's my question about this, before we talk about how great Kansas is. Let me ask you a question. If you've got 38 states that say we will not allow you to have federal gun control in our states, what does the federal government do? If you got that many states, 38 states would be like the majority of the United States. It's probably the majority of military posts, the majority of National Guard posts, the majority of people. Got all those sheriffs involved, all those sheriff's deputies in each individual county where the sheriff, you know, the sheriff can do whatever he wants as far as law enforcement goes. He can get out there and say, I deputize you. If he needs to, what do you do then? And when I read about Eric Holder sending the letters to Brownback and his Secretary of State, I was just wondering, okay, you're threatening them, but then what? There were some lawmakers in Kansas that had misgivings about the state dropping its requirement that anyone seeking to carry a concealed firearm undergo at least 8 hours of training. However, the criminals are not worried about it, and therefore, you know, it sort of levels the playing field to say that you as a law-abiding citizen no longer need worry about it either. Brownback's office has not said what their plans are, but he signed every other major gun rights measure sent to him since taking office in January of 2011. Kansas would become the sixth state for constitutional carry. And it is pending in other places. West Virginia, they passed it first, but the bill was vetoed by Earl Ray Tomlin, obviously a man of the, you know, a man of the people. West Virginia's legislature does seem to have the votes to easily override that veto, and maybe they should pick it up and just say, "Hey, Governor, you know what? We were just trying to be nice to you and let you be part of the Patriot Movement." You'll note that both Kansas and West Virginia were able to get as far as they have without obnoxious and intentionally provocative open carry demonstrations near schools, in the legislature, or in private businesses that unnecessarily add additional hurdles and gave gun control groups ammunition to fight against us. Tactics do matter. I fully understand why the open carry movement happened in Texas, because it's legal. Okay? But these guys got it done. And constitutional carry is off the books right now in Texas. Texas, that got knocked out of the way. You're probably going to get open carry. Going to have to wait. When you know, that's the thing about Texas. Texas's legislature only convenes how often? So when they shut it down this time, it's going to be a while. If you look at the trends right now, if you're somebody like me and you look at the trends, this whole firearms freedom trend that is spreading is I'm enjoying it. It's not happening in the most restrictive and liberty-challenged states like New Jersey and New York. And I keep coming back to this. I keep coming back to this. Like in New Jersey, they passed a law recently in New Jersey where they make it legal now to where if you are on your way to a range, you can only carry your gun between your house and the range. And if you're on your way to the range and say you got to stop and use the restroom, now it's legal for you to do so. Or if you want to stop and get a bottle of water or a cup of coffee or a pack of crackers, you can now do that. It's now legal in New Jersey. What kind of junk is that? And, you know, this is one of the reasons I think that a lot of the attorneys general of other states have filed suit with New Jersey, because if you or I cross into New Jersey just thinking, well, I live in these United States, so all of my rights are secure, we can end up in prison for years. And that's not the way it should be. I'm sorry. You want to get out there and claim states' rights, New Jersey? How about claiming the Constitution first? And make states' rights shape to it. How about that? I think that's something you could do. I know you think, and here's the other thing. All legislators in both major parties know that freedom is trending, whether they're in the restrictive states or not. when they get out there and they're talking confiscation, 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 that's only as good as long as you can keep it. If you can make it happen, oh my gosh, do that gambit. But it's going to get you where you don't want to go. But the momentum is on our side. Now, for the politically challenged out there, they're looking at this and they're saying, why, this is madness. We have to do things to dispel this notion that having a gun in the home is safer than not having a gun in the home. And all we have to do, listening to that drivel, is fight smart and win. That's it. That's all we have to do. We just have to fight smart. Now, there are some open carriers out there that I think did fight smart. And then there's some idiots in Texas in the open carrier movement posing with their SKSs with the banana clip modification done to it in the Chipotle, hands on, you know, in the low ready, firing hand where the firing hand goes, support hand where the support hand goes. That's not innocuously carrying the gun in the... Certainly that was legal for you to do that. It's sort of stupid, too. It's legal for me to do a lot of things, and I don't do them, even though it's legal. Even though it's legal. And you're welcome to come at me and say, well, Bill, you know it's our rights. Yeah, but don't you want to win? At the end of the day, don't you want to be the winner? We'll be right back on a Friday. This is Lock and Load.
The freeze-dry guy, leader in the preparedness industry for 44 years, is closing his California warehouse. Don't miss out on this huge warehouse sale and receive discounts from 30 to 40% off on the finest Mountain House and Packaway brand freeze-dried and dehydrated foods for long-term food storage or even everyday use. Plus deep discounts on all in-stock survival gear. The Freeze-Dry Guy is offering a wide selection of freeze-dried foods in number 10 cans and even individually packaged entrees. Remember, meats, vegetables, fruits, and long-range patrol rations are the main components for any long-term food storage. This is limited to stock on hand, so hurry and call 866-404-3663. Or 530-798-4414. Remember, as always, free shipping to the lower 48 states. So hurry up and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, this is limited to stock on hand. The freeze-dry guy is your choice for survival food in an uncertain world.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out...
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Jason! Going once. Twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no! interact with the hosts you're listening to right now online at gcnlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at gcnlive.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Friday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. So we listen to the melodious strains of the Mark Farner riff. Coming out of D.C., you have the pairing of the compromised, the highly self-compromised Marco Rubio and Ohio Representative Jim Jordan. They've teamed up to try to strip D.C.'s local government of the authority to pass and enforce the draconian anti-gun laws that have effectively rendered D.C. a gun-free zone, which, you know, that's really sort of a misnaming, isn't it? Because when it's a gun-free zone, it's actually not gun-free because criminals just come in there with guns. So, I mean, there's guns present. So it's not gun-free. We need to come up with it. Oh, yeah. We can call a gun-free zone a law-abiding murder alley. Because that's what happens. Anyway, they teamed up to try to strip D.C. of this. Rubio calls this the Second Amendment Enforcement Act of 2015, and it is narrowly tailored to address the continued spiteful resistance of the right to bear arms by the city council, which has been found by the courts to be unconstitutionally doing it. They still do it. You know, Emily Miller with Fox News and Washington Times and Washington Examiner, whoever she worked for, she got one, but that's because Emily Miller's walked in on home invaders before. She's been threatened by people before. She's been followed by people before. I mean, she has to lead a very frightful life to get her rights granted to her, but not everybody there's had that happen. From Rubio's press release, in order to achieve the American dream, people need to be able to live in safe communities and be able to protect themselves, their families, and their properties from danger. For some reason, I don't like that. I get the impression that this is like the same sort of setup. You would see the same setting that you would see at the beginning of Leave It to Beaver, except everybody's got guns on their hips. You know, they need to be able to live in safe communities and be able to protect themselves, to live the American dream. The lawful exercise of the Second Amendment is part of what makes this possible. For years, the District of Columbia has infringed on its residents' Second Amendment rights and rendered them vulnerable to criminals who could care less what the gun laws are. No kidding. The legislation will finally allow D.C.'s law-abiding residents and visitors access to firearms for sporting or lawful defense of themselves and their homes, businesses, and families. That's good. That way, if we have a three-gun match in the middle of the, you know, in front of the White House, we'll be able to pull that off. Washington, D.C. has some of the harshest laws against gun owners in the nation, according to Jim Jordan. By rolling back unnecessary restrictions and protecting the rights of homeowners to protect themselves, this bill will make Washington, D.C. a safer place for law-abiding Americans and will restore the original intent of the Second Amendment to our nation's capital. Okay, I got just a few questions here concerning all of this. Question number one, why is the District of Columbia, why are they allowed to have a mayor and a city council when they when Congress can mess with their laws? No other city has that happen. You know, other cities have to go by state law. This is the federal government doing this. If this is the way it is, why not take all of them out? Why are they paying a mayor? That would solve the issue. Get rid of the mayor, get rid of the city council. They can't rule on anything anymore. Instead, they're trying to do some targeted stuff. They're trying to remove the authority of the D.C. council to enact restrictive gun control measures. They're trying to conform D.C. law to federal law governing firearm commerce. They're trying to enable D.C. residents to obtain firearms from licensed dealers in Maryland and Virginia. That's an interesting concept, because D.C. is not a state. So if you don't live in a state, but you border a state, does that mean that you get to do something that I don't get to do if it's in Maryland and Virginia? They want to repeal D.C.'s onerous firearm registration system. They want to create a shall-issue permitting system for concealed carry, including provisions pertaining to background checks and firearm training. They want to create authority for private entities and secure public buildings to determine whether or to what degree firearms will be allowed on their premises. That's sort of a sticky one there. That's a sticky one. Here's the thing. We're in a season now where, coming out of the Republican side, if it's especially Marco Rubio, everything Marco Rubio is going to propose from this point on, I'm suspect about it. Is this a campaign thing, or is this really something he's trying to push? Okay? This is the cynic in me. And if they're just the other day, Rand Paul proposed something, and Rand Paul has presidential aspirations. And it didn't have a snowball's chance. And he proposed it anyway, and it's just for the look. It's just for people. I love that Rand Paul. He's such a patriot. He's just like a daddy. You know. But everything that Rubio has to say, Jim Jordan's sort of like the... he's like that utility player on a deep bench on a sporting team. He's definitely solid. He seems very conservative. Not very he doesn't inspire too much. He's a solid player, though. He's a solid player. I have no doubt that he probably means what he says. Marco Rubio, he's so compromised that I think half the time he's out there just trying to make up and pander to somebody besides the ones that, you know, think they've been, or trying to pander up to the people that feel betrayed. So having said all that, we'll see where it goes. It's being postulated that the FBI has been shaping some stats to make it look like mass shootings are on the rise, when in fact they've been cut in half. And I've kind of felt that myself. And when I think of a mass shooting, I want you to... I'm not talking about... somebody, you know, a disgruntled family member killing the entire family, or a drug deal going bad. I'm talking about an Aurora type event where you've got a guy who's saying, my Facebook page is going to be seen a lot. That kind of thing. The lone wolf, no way to know what's going to happen attack. We apparently now have reached a point where the executive branch probably can't be trusted at all. But apparently, and you should never go up against John Lott. You should never go up against John Lott or James Allen Fox or Gary Kleck or Robert Geis or any of these statisticians, because they'll take you apart at the seams. John Lott waded in on this one. I think James Allen Fox did too. James Allen Fox actually tracks mass shootings only. According to Lott, according to his organization, if the biases and the errors were corrected in the survey, Bureau's data would show that the annual growth rate for homicides and mass shootings has been cut in half. And he suspects manipulation and not merely mistakes. He says the administration has obviously been willing to do a lot to push for gun control with everything from Operation Choke Point to Fast and Furious. And this is just part of that push, given the level of of the way they politicized the whole thing in the Department of Justice. This is not particularly surprising. So sometimes you shouldn't try certain pieces of monologue when you're taking drugs for heart rehab. You really shouldn't. You're just going to fail. Another researcher interviewed in the article assists when they look at the assets there. They point out that the media ran with the false data. And they put the blame on the media to a certain degree for misinterpreting the FBI report. Normally, I will give the FBI, I'll give a pass on their stats. However, if you're an anti-gun, if you come with a predisposed anti-gun viewpoint, you're going to go in the direction that you want it to go. You're going to take it in the direction you want to take it. You're going to interpret it that way. So their confirmation bias is exploited in the way of their predisposition. The FBI apparently intentionally wrote their report in such a way that it would likely be read in such a way as to give a false impression. Then they refused to correct that false impression when they went to print, and they allowed reporters to push a lie. This is gun control. This is the way they work. This is the way they manipulate. Coming up on Flipping Into the Next Hour, this is what we're going to do. We're going to try to get a hold of somebody from Robar Guns. And if we get him, we're going to talk to him. And if we don't, well, we're just going to shove on. I tried to line him up. I haven't been able to get a hold of him because he's a very busy man. But we'll see if we get a hold of somebody from Robar in the next hour. We'll be right back on a Friday. This is Lock and Load.
From the makers of Block It Pocket, we bring you a serious message about the health risks associated with cell phones and wireless devices. Studies have shown that long-term exposure can contribute to an assortment of health risks. Block It Pocket offers you two new products designed to help alleviate your concerns. See these two remarkable products at blockitpocket.com. Call 888-315-9618. Free shipping to the lower 48. Blockitpocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
In a time as life situation, do you have everything you need? Dark Angel is the answer to that question. The Direct Action Response Kit has everything you need and nothing that you don't. Dark Angel removes the confusion no matter the situation. In combat or self-defense, Dark Angel Medical breaches the barrier and supplies what you need to get your teammate or loved one to the next level of medical care. To find a dealer near you, go to darkangelmedical.com. Dark Angel Medical. This is simplicity under stress.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at LegalShield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, LegalShield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to LegalShield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let LegalShield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.